Michigan Democrat Representative Haley Stevens doubles down on California electric vehicle mandate to ban gas-powered cars by 2035. By Sean Moran on May 6, 2025. U.S. Senate candidate Representative Haley Stevens, DME, has doubled down on California's electric vehicle mandate, which would ban gas-powered automobiles in California by 2035, a move that could threaten tens of thousands of Michigan auto jobs. Stevens launched her campaign touting that she served as the chief of staff to President Barack Obama's auto rescue and slammed President Donald Trump's reciprocal tariff policies. Despite her concerns about how Trump's tariff policies may be reckless, Michigan union workers have hailed the 47th president's tariffs on foreign-made automobiles. "I grew up just north of Detroit, Michigan, in Macomb County, known as the home of the Reagan Democrats. My first vote for president was for Ronald Reagan," Brian, a leader in the United Auto Workers, UAW, said. "I thought that was going to be the best president I ever saw in my lifetime until Donald J. Trump came along." UAW President Sean Fain, who had campaigned for former President Joe Biden, thanked Trump for auto tariffs that will end the free trade disaster that has devastated working-class communities for decades. Even though Stevens' campaign launch had claimed she backs Michigan workers, she last week voted against a congressional resolution disapproving of the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, waiver to California that would let the state require all new vehicles in the state to be zero emission by 2035. The America First Policy Institute, AFPI, found that a nationwide electric vehicle mandate could threaten tens of thousands of Michigan auto jobs, NPR reported. The Alliance for Automotive Innovation, a trade group representing automakers, had pushed hard for Congress to step in and overrule California because they argue that consumer demand for EVs is not strong enough to support California's targets. John Bozzella, the trade group's president, has warned that meeting the requirements would take a miracle and said in a statement Wednesday that thousands of American auto jobs and millions of units of U.S. auto production are at stake. Haley Stevens turned her back on Michigan by voting against a bipartisan bill that would stop California's radical EV mandate in its tracks. "If Stevens has it her way, we will see thousands of Michigan auto jobs lost and far more Chinese cars driven," Elizabeth Wheelett, a Mike Rogers for Senate spokesperson, told Breitbart News in a statement. "The mandate also forces families to pay more for expensive electric vehicles that they don't want, while raising costs for used, gas-powered cars that will be in higher demand. Once again, Stevens chooses California over Michigan." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.